Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 21st of March, recording at 9:24 p.m. and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Stock markets in Asia were quiet, but mostly a little bit steadier. I think Hong Kong probably had the best gain, up 1.73%. Australia was a little bit firmer. China up just a tiny bit, following the reserve requirement hikes that were announced last Friday. And European stock markets were quite firm. We had gains on the order of 2.5% for a number of markets, including the Euro Stoxx 50. Smaller gains for the UK FTSE, but up 1.19%. Switzerland, which has lagged recently, partly due to the strength of the Swiss franc, up 2%. DAX up 2.25%. Now, in the Americas, Wall Street closed out with gains of 1.5% or better on indices. And Canada was a little bit better than that. We had tiny declines by Mexico and Brazil. In long-dated government bond markets, bond futures are a bit easier in here today, at least those of Europe and North America. The dollar is weak. And we've got the U.S. dollar index down to its lowest level for several months. It's at 75.4 as I speak. And the euro has pushed up to 142.23. Sterling up over 163 in here today. The Australian dollar back above parity. And that firm rally that we had seen last week in the U.S. dollar against the Canadian dollar has been retraced, as did the U.S. dollar's rally against the Singapore dollar. So the greenback is soft, although just a tad firmer against the Japanese yen at 81.09. Precious metals against that background are firmer in here today. Gold is currently trading at 427, and platinum is up to 1745. Palladium firmer as well, up to 742. Silver is up over $36 once again. So both gold and silver have got quite close to their highs today. Then gold backed off. What else to mention? Crude oil had been stronger today, but a dollar off the highs. I think we've got NYMEX at 102.33, and Brent is 101.14.30. That's pretty much it. Grain and bean complex quiet for a change. I think rough rice was up a little bit, as was corn. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, we're still in this nervous environment affected by what I have described as a trio of black swans. The first one was in the form of the spike, a moderate spike in the price of crude oil in response to the Arab uprisings. Then, of course, we had the Japanese earthquake and tsunami as the second black swan, and then the third one being the considerable damage to the Fukushima power reactors, nuclear power reactors. And all of these three remain problems, although obviously a considerable amount of discounting has gone on in the marketplace. But The oil price is still uncomfortably high, and the Middle Eastern political situation is still uncomfortably tense. Although the region is not falling apart as many feared, but well, you know the picture there is as well as I think the markets actually liked the coalition move and the UN move against against Libya's government. Now, evidenced by this firmer stock market tone that we've seen in here today. But the cleanup operation in northern Japan is going to take a very long time. The most worrying situation is the reactor problem, and that has leaked too much radiation for anyone's comfort, and it's not a problem that has been successfully resolved yet, and it's going to take time. So where do we go from here? Well, against that background, I think we get more choppy activity overall. Markets are certainly not in free fall, and we shouldn't be surprised at that either, because we do have a cyclical bull trend here for most stock markets overall. And despite some upward pressure on interest rates, but in the faster growing economies, a fair amount of upward pressure in some instances, but those rates are still negative in that they are below the rate of inflation in those countries. Now, the probability is that we will see rates move somewhat higher, but the pressure to do so is, I would say, a bit less urgent. Here right now, because Japan's economy will be hit sharply for a quarter or two, and there'll be a little bit of knock-on effect around the globe where high-tech products, in particular from Japan, may be a little bit scarce, slowing production, or it may take a little while before they get up to full export speed again, and that may slow. Some assembly from cars to Apple iPad Mach 2s. Now, in this environment, as I say, the best descriptive word, tongue twister for me there for some reason, but the best descriptive word is to say choppy. And I think we'll see a bit more of that. I don't think, though Wall Street's had a decent rally in here, I don't think it can push through to new highs. I think we will see further mean reversion, and that means sideways to somewhat lower activity. I'm not currently hedged in here in terms of my long positions. I don't feel a great need to do that. Overall, and in terms of the trading environment, that's as tricky as anything else here right now. So that's one reason deterring my hand. To trade anything, I think in a choppy environment, your timing really does have to be quite spot on, or you're soon underwater. But in terms of fuller money themes, generally we like those for the second half of the year, if not sooner. So I don't know how long this choppy range will continue for, but we should see it start to end on the charts, and I think we will probably see it in the form of some of those Asian stock markets moving into overall upward trends. I think Japan remains a recovery candidate. It's extending its overall base formation. But there's still a fair amount of interest in Japan's stock market, and indeed, a setback like this will. I agree. This press have been saying that Warren Buffett said it's a buying opportunity, and I think that has to be the case. I think all sorts of historic evidence shows when you get a major natural disaster. That does prove to be a buying opportunity, even though it does some temporary damage to the economy. I posted a good report on this, suggesting that the damage isn't going to be as strong as people fear. I think that's usually the case. We very quickly worry about the extent of damage overall. I am still concerned about those reactors, and I think that's a headwind, obviously, for the nuclear industry generally. although I think people who are saying, well, I haven't seen many see this. I think most people have said it's a serious setback. I'll go along with that. I certainly don't think it's going to derail the industry. If you want an effective alternative to fossil fuels, with despite Fukushima and Three Mile Island and worst of all Chernobyl, the nuclear safety record, as I've mentioned before, is better than that of coal, crude oil, or natural gas individually. So, where do we go from here? Expect more of the same. I think it's a time to put a premium on safety. But if something you like spikes down, as we have seen in some instances, I think Japan, I think some of the nuclear mining shares, some of the rare earth shares had fallen, although they bounced back quite quickly. I wouldn't pay up for anything in here. I don't think you need to, really, in this environment. And I think it's a time just to cool the heels a bit and not do too much overall. But I do expect the stock markets to be higher by year end, possibly with some significant gains by year end, and I expect Fuller Money themes to be to the fore more often than not. Crude oil is, if I'm too hopeful about that over the second half of the year, the main danger I think would be crude oil. If crude oil were to spike up into the $140 or higher, I mean, really, if it goes much above the, were to go much above the 120, I would start to say that we would need to start revising on forecasts. Get up to 140 or higher, and I think all bets are off, and that would be a very severe headwind for the global economy. But I think the odds, odds favor us actually avoiding that. The odds aren't as favorable as I'd like them to be, in my opinion, but I'll take a better than 50-50 chance that we have seen or are quite close to a medium-term peak in oil that we saw earlier in the month. And that was, of course, 120 on the Brent and about, 106, 107 on the NYMEX. And we're below that today, of course. On that note, all the best.